by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need much more juice. Check.
Oh my God,
it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil,
here,
Roger Scott,
present,
and Justin Moore, live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right away, up on me a through train, taking right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking in a New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana.
Office of your favorite president. Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Take it. All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on a Friday. You move it. Let's go.
Move it.
She's
birthday
is today. Yes,
Gomer. You want to know what else I couldn't find today?
What?
That theme song.
Wow. On the jet to the promised land.
Hey, you guys!
Climb over to the Golden State.
God, I don't know what I do with this. Tell me what to do. Man, I don't know what to do.
Taxi to the terminal zone.
Cut your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
My dog right here, K-Girl, she loves these tidbits. I'm telling you, they're big time.
If I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass on the offensive line.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Yeah. What we got on this show, dogs.
Yeah, boy.
Los Angeles.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Hey, Todd, who's on the phone?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's Friday, Randy. What do you think it is?
Even though he talked like this, you saved my life.
What was that?
I'm looking up whose birthday it is. That's Rick Schaefer. We'll see if you know who he's doing later on today.
Did he do that on our show?
Nope.
Even though he talked like this, you saved my life.
What are you doing, Governor Powell?
Well, I didn't want you to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Wow, good job by Rick there. Good morning, Roger.
Absolutely. Good morning, David.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Friday, June 12th. Good morning, Todd Pierce.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Todd's back filling in for Christian Weaver. Appreciate them. He works around the clock, no sleep at all, over at the Democrat Gazette, laying out your paper of the day.
Yeah. The front page, mind you.
Thank you. Of course, nobody does it better. Great to be back in studio after 2 days on the road, out with our people. At the Man Cave. Mark Carter last night at the AY Magazine Best Of. Obviously, he's with AMP and saw him. He said they had a great time. Had a great time. In Houston, found out, too. Glenna, one of our faithful listeners, has land out there. You saw Keith.
I saw Keith Lawson. Yeah.
And got all this grass out there. So that was really cool. I tell you what, when we were leaving there, Roger, I had spotty cell service. I mean, again, it is a miracle we did almost 4 hours of that show with
Ben. I asked Todd about that when we got in. He said, well, I didn't notice a whole lot. There was a few things. And of course, we had a few rough patches. But all in all, watch somebody go, dude, you guys didn't hear the show. I thought it was okay, and it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, somebody said that it was loud and crazy. Yeah, there was 25, 40 people in that thing. Yeah. But it was a fun time. Glad we got that done. It a great start to where I think we'll be able
beautiful
to do that
place
every year.
Yeah.
Today, got a really busy show. We'll visit with Heather Baker at 7:05. She put on a massive show last night, over 500 people at their Best Of.
Wow.
I mean, it was, our buddy Jeff Allen down the hallway got his radio Best Of Radio DJ Award. I picked up your Trivia Host of the Year Award. Picked up Greg Hatcher and the Hatcher's Scoop Ice Cream, Best Ice Cream in Arkansas. Picked that up, but there was a ton of people.
Right on.
I'll mention some of those names a little bit later. We'll check in with Zippy over at Fletcher Dodge. Right. I don't think we're going to have Randy today, so we had him yesterday, but I'm going to be with him later today at Hill Station. We'll talk to the owner of Hill Station today. Daniel's a good guy, and I think we may have talked to him once on the show before. RJ Hawk will be by, Natural State Wholesale. Big Sarge is out on a lake fishing for big money this week, and he's going to check in with us and tell us what they're doing this weekend on the show on Sunday. Steve Qualls, Design Labs, will be talking NASCAR at 9 o'clock.
Stevie last night, he and Melissa, the Chips, and Kobe.
Also, we'll do the Hawks Home movie review. I will be reviewing Shooter, which I love this movie. I've seen it probably 50 times.
I saw how much money it made. I saw what it was, what it was about, and did all that. I can't say that I saw.
Mark Wahlberg
was
excellent. Mark Wahlberg was excellent in this movie, and it's a guy.
You don't hear that often enough.
No, it's Shawshank Redemption type Roadhouse. It's like Roadhouse. You got some, who was the guy from Squeal Like a Pig?
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty's a great guy to dislike. And who was that? I mentioned the other day the black guy that I never can remember his name. I get him confused with.
Danny Glover?
Danny Glover. I always can never remember Danny Glover's name, but he's really a good bad guy in this, a hateable character in this.
Because he's such a good guy in so
that's
many
right
other places when you
that's
see
right
something like it. Yeah.
So packed up from start to finish. You want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. By the way, I do a Facebook Live every morning at 557, 558, and we have a lot of people out there that'll send us messages, and we always try to respond. But we appreciate you watching us on Facebook or YouTube, in your car radio.
Your
car radio, doesn't matter. We're glad you're with us.
Yeah.
Roger, today is National Red Rose Day. Is the rose the flower of the country? Is it our national flower? I don't know. Today is also National Movie Night, which is interesting. You've got the new movie officially open. I thought it had already been out, but according to the notes, Disclosure Day, which they say is one of Spielberg's best ever. Best in like 20 years, people have said.
Well, as I was looking for some things this morning, I saw the trailer for it. What's its connection with Close Encounters?
Well, that's what they're implying, that it may be connected, that the way Spielberg is, he could be creating a little, connection there that we have to figure out. I was not a big fan. I finally watched it. I'd never watched it until about 4 or 5 years ago. There were a couple good scenes.
Sure.
I liked E.T. better. It was more fun. Today is also National Jerky Day. Are you in or out on jerky, Rod?
I'm in.
Todd, are you in or out on jerky?
For health reasons, I have to say out, but generally I'm in.
Yeah, because it's a they've got jerky where it's lean now. It used to be it was a little bit heavier and fat, but now they've got
Jax.
Is that what it is?
Jax.
Yeah. Jax.
Well, there's a ton of it. Samantha brought some back. As a matter of fact, Bucky's has good stuff too, like that. I mean, that's where she got some.
Sure. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day, which I'm a fan of those. It's National Superman Day. Is it Kal-El? Is it Kal-El?
Is it?
Yes, Kal-El. Yes.
Say there's two actors. I'll go to Roger on this one. Todd, you can help him out.
Okay.
Two actors, to my knowledge, in the franchise of Superman that we're aware of that played
Christopher Reeve.
No, that played the father of Superman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
What is a father? What is the father's name of Superman? If he is Kal-El,
well, it's Kent. We know that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's, but it's two guys, and if I'm not
His Kryptonian father.
That's correct. The Kryptonian, and they're both significant actors. One of the greatest of all time, if memory serves me right.
Yeah.
Christopher
Reeve.
Yeah. Who was it?
Well, Brando.
Yeah.
I'm
so Marlon Brando.
Of the other one.
You probably because you have not watched the other one enough to see.
I know.
Go ahead, Todd.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe is correct. Give the man a prize.
Oh, is that right?
Give
Which
the man
one
a
is
prize.
That? Is that the most recent one or this new? No, not the new one.
That was the
yeah. That's the Harry Cavill playing Superman.
Cavill.
Russell Crowe was his father.
Cavill. He plays. Is that the guy who played Jesus? Same guy?
No, different. No, you're thinking of Caviezel.
Caviezel. Jim Caviezel.
Hots of Epicor. No, Jim Caviezel. No. But I think the only thing I know about that Superman you're talking about is scene where he gets bowed up, where they where you see the clip where Cruz, who is it that's talking about it, where he shakes it off in a bathroom and all of a sudden the dude grows a beard and all that.
That's a different movie. That's Mission Impossible.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant it.
It is Mission Impossible. Yeah, that's the guy, though.
Yeah,
that's all I know about it.
He's a boat up guy. He's on some juice. He's also in a Justice League or whatever.
I haven't watched the Superman and this new one with the dog and all. But Supergirl's coming out, I think, right?
I did say that actually looks sort of fun.
Later this month, as a matter of fact.
So, as I mentioned, we got to do Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. Do you want to thank Ben Shields, Randy Wood, Benjamin is the GM over there.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Go ahead and give us the hint, Roger.
I'll give you a hint. It's after yesterday's show. It was very trying. We made it through and all that. And if I wasn't 19 years sober by the grace of God, I might want to go have a little beer time.
Beer time. Beer time is the clue.
That's not even a tease.
So all you have to do is look up that song, and at 7:30, you got it. You can sing along with it.
Look up that song.
You can rap. You can. That's it right there. You can actually rap with it. Whatever you want to do. And I think we've got tickets. What do we got, Todd? Do you know what we got?
Weird Al Caviezel?
No, it's actually, I've got it right here. It is
Dude Perfect. Yeah, that's why that guy yesterday, I think I got it wrong.
Struck it country rich at least. I owe my daddy that 50 spot in the muffler shop, the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. I got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold.
That's the song I need to know.
Yeah, so be ready to do that in the 7:30 hour. So last night, Roger, the Carolina Hurricanes, they win again in the Stanley Cup playoffs, or championships rather, 4-2 over Vegas. So they lead it 3-2. They'll play Sunday night at Vegas. They can wrap things up there. The Spurs and the Knicks, they don't play tonight. They will play Saturday night. They could wrap that thing up in San Antonio Saturday night. And then the College World Series, Roger, begins today. Todd, you want to tell me real quickly who is playing?
You got West Virginia against Troy at 1:00.
First time game, College World Series for both those programs.
Yep.
Right.
And then Ole Miss against North Carolina at 6:00.
So, Roger's interesting. Oh, you got one side of the bracket with one SEC team. That's Ole Miss. On the other side, Saturday's games, all SEC. Oklahoma, Alabama playing each other at 2:00 and Texas, Georgia at 7:00. I mean, it's a record. 5 of the 8 teams are SEC. I mean, it's just nuts so how good the SEC is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the World Cup. The World Cup started last night. Mexico, 2-0 over South Africa.
Okay. I don't want you to change it, so I want to help you with it.
I just like saying Mexico.
I like Mexico. Okay, we'll go Mexico.
Well, how do you say it?
It's, well, I know you want to say Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico. I like Mexico.
I like Mexico. Todd, will you tweet that out? It's Mexico.
So you got Mexico beating South Africa. Apparently there were 3 people thrown out of the game. And I want to know, what do you get thrown out for in soccer? You pushing? You knocking somebody down? That must be an egregious foul to be thrown out of the World Cup. And so I guess you call them the red card. I thought you got a warning with a red card. I guess, Todd, the red card, you means you're done.
Yellow warning?
You get a yellow warning and then a red, or what? How's it work?
I'm not 100%.
Todd, we go to you for this.
You know what? We may need a soccer correspondent for a contributor.
New segment, sales.
For this World Cup. And then, of course, South Korea knocked off the Czech Republic 2-1. Today, you got Canada versus Bosnia-Herzegovina. That's at 2. And then the United States plays Paraguay. You know, all this time, they just had to change their name. They said, we want to be called Paraguay. You know, you've been around for a long time. We've been saying Paraguay for a long time.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, it's the Joe Theismann deal. Tony Dorsett. After all these years, they changed it.
That's right. Joe Theismann. Now, who is Bosnia playing?
Bosnia is playing Canada.
Canada.
So Roger, I will be at Hill Station with Double R from 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. It's a great watch party. I know they're also going to be at Dugan's doing watch parties there. I will be from 4 to 6 live with Randy, his 4 to 7 show. And it's let me tell you, it's a great little place on Cavanaugh. They got prime real estate, open air. It's a big, cool place to hang out. And then, of course, in the United States, what's weird, it doesn't matter the way this thing's worked, Todd, right? The matches are already set. United States playing Paraguay tonight. And then next Friday, they play Australia at 2, regardless of what happens. And then I guess, presumably, June 25th, it says Turkey versus United States at 9. So I guess this is part of the tournament play match.
The group
play.
Stage, yeah.
Yeah, group stage, Roger, is what they call it. Group stage.
All right, sure.
According to, I was reading the notes, in Mexico City,
Mexico.
So this is the first time they've hosted a World Cup since 1986. So you would think that Mexico would be a hotbed for soccer, that they would have hosted, I don't know why in the world.
You know what? As a Le Monde, I would think the same thing, that they would have hosted
Roger, I was going to say, what do you think the name, and I want to go back and see if I can find it, the name of the stadium is. Here it is. The name of the stadium in Mexico City is fitting. It's got a fitting name for Mexico's soccer stadium. Can we take a shot?
Is it?
Starts with an A.
Antonio?
Azteca. I had no idea if that's pronounced correctly.
That's the stadium? Yeah. It's the Azteca Stadium?
The Azteca Stadium, yes.
Okay, and it's a Mexico Azteca.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
going to be called to HR today.
Todd, you're
in on it, too.
Isn't Mexico City one of the biggest cities in the world, population-wise? Which city in Mexico? I think it's Mexico City. Look that up real quick. I think it's one of the biggest cities in the world. Top five, I would think. Roger's going to check that right now. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We'll check our Middleton-Eaton Air text line as we go. I'm going to see if I'm right here. I'd say it's like 15 million.
I
say, you know, I mentioned London. You know, New York has 8 million.
It's Jakarta.
Jakarta.
Dhaka. Tokyo.
India. Okay, 3.
Delhi.
4.
And Shanghai.
Dadgummit, 5. Where's Mexico City? It's got to be close.
Yeah, well, let me go to top 6, then. We'll find it.
Dadgummit. Well, how many is number 1?
Number 8 overall. Number 1 is in China. What a name I cannot pronounce.
How many is that?
Well, the top city I see is in Indonesia. It says Jakarta. What am I looking at, Toddy?
How many does it say?
In Jakarta, the UN 2025 population estimates of 41 million.
If one city?
What'd I say?
41 million.
What it says.
That's ridiculous. That's a country. That's not a city.
It's got to be. That's got to be country, right? Let's see. Population, area, metro. Here it is, city, 10 million.
Which one?
Back in Jakarta. So
that can't be the number one then. Yeah, that's too small. That can't be number one. That's not even close.
Well, you know, because Tokyo's bigger than that.
That's what I'm saying. That's not. You'll continue to break that down.
Shanghai's got 24 million.
That's ridiculous. 24 million. I don't want any part of that. Don't even get me close to that place.
No. All right, here's Mexico. 9 million.
Okay. I thought it was bigger than that. I thought there was the city. I thought Mexico City had. Oh, don't get me wrong. 9 million is the size of New York. Maybe I know what it is, Roger. Maybe it's concentrated in a tighter area.
It might be. That's a city. That's the city proper. City proper in Mexico.
Mexico,
urban area is 21 million.
Oh, the urban. Okay,
and
that's
the Mexico
metro.
Metropolitan area is 21.
That's ridiculous.
Million. It's a
second. Todd, you going to say something? From the 501, you need a real soccer mom correspondent like Julie Foudy, Hope Solo, Mia Hamm, or Alex Morgan. Make it happen, Basil Hoff. I don't know if we can afford them.
Levon Helms in the shooter.
Yeah, no. I'm going to tell you, Roger.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
When you see this scene.
Is he a good guy, bad guy?
He's a good guy.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you.
It's a short scene.
Okay, that's it.
It's a, he's got a one-time
deal. It's in a house, isn't it?
It's in a house.
I may have
I'm telling you, he comes off as like, man, that dude is a great actor. And I didn't know it was Levon Helm. Did not know it was Levon
Very
Helm.
Was it his last role?
I think so.
Okay.
And he called Mark Wahlberg. I'll never forget it. I tell you what, 661-1037. We'll give a prize away. The first person who calls and tells us what Levon Helm called Mark Wahlberg. He grabbed his hand, sort of ran his hand across it because he wanted to see. He was feeling the hand. Michael Pena is the other actor in there. Touches the hand to see what kind of guy are you. Like, you can look at your hand. I know
calluses
what,
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and okay. he called Mark Wahlberg a certain name.
Softy? You called him a softy?
No. We'll save it for the listener.
Well, I want to guess.
No, you don't get to guess. This
Why don't
is,
I get to play?
This is somebody else.
Jeez.
Someone says, what's most interesting about Mexico City? Its elevation is 2,000 feet higher than Denver. Wow, I did not know that.
It's what?
2,000 feet higher than Denver. Wow. And by the way, everybody who sends us L.A. in the morning, Chris and Marty and Rebecca and Ron, we always appreciate seeing the L.A. Move it text in the morning.
Yeah.
Roger, the other big story yesterday, and Todd, I don't know if you saw it, you put it in the paper, Phil Mickelson. You bet, Phil Mickelson?
I said it to you guys immediately after getting the alert.
When was it?
Well, I don't know, 1 o'clock
Oh,
noon,
it was yesterday, okay.
Like yeah,
Phil Mickelson kicked out of a San Diego golf club over allegations he made unwanted physical contact with a female employee, Golf Digest reported yesterday. Multiple sources saying Mickelson no longer welcome at the Farms Golf Club in Rancho Santa Fe, California, so where he has played and practiced for decades. I didn't see that. The unwanted contact was said to have happened earlier this spring. Mickelson, the chief recruiter in the launching of Live Golf, has only played once this year because of a serious family health matter that has not been disclosed. So apparently, cited sources in reporting, Mickelson approached the woman in the clubhouse and made non-consensual and inappropriate physical contact with her. You presume he's got to be, maybe not. Maybe there's some guys that just go up and, you know, grab a woman, which is inappropriate. Can't do that. The woman rejected his advances, reported it to her supervisors, and it took this long to get done. Also, more talk about, how about this? So the whole college world is revolting against Texas Tech. Texas Tech has become the villain. They're the villain. Them and Brendan Sorsby, they're the villain. So now they're saying, we're not going to play you. We're going to drive you through the Now, the Texas Attorney General's office warned the Big 12 on Thursday of potential legal action from Texas Tech. So what's the Texas Attorney General speaking out on behalf of Texas Tech? They've got their own legal team. I don't know why the Texas Attorney General would want to get involved in this, but yeah, they're they put out a video yesterday of their top four leaders. That worked. PR, you've already lost the PR.
What is he trying to do? Going to force them to play?
Well, that's what he would say. He said, you're taking and whatever. He would probably say that what they're doing is incorrect to be able to do that. So listen, if the courts can rule, we can do whatever, we can tell people to do whatever they want to within your structure. This way we rule it. Why can't somebody go, well, you know what? We're going to keep setting rules. We keep losing in court. Fine. But we're going to set a rule. We're not playing Texas Tech.
Yeah.
See you in court. And we'll see you in court. So anyway, look here.
Maybe somebody is trying to come up with the other. Listen, if you allow this to happen, you're opening up another Pandora's box that's going to give us even more issues that are going on. We've already got a handful of things going on we're trying to correct now with NIL.
I know.
Why don't we need to do that? Let's
All
go
right,
to the phones.
We asked the question, Levon Helm's character, which I don't even know his name. I had to go back and look his character's name.
We've got Tim and Tom.
In the movie Shooter, Tim was first. What did he call Mark Wahlberg when he grabbed his hand and ran his hand across the palm of his hand to see what kind of background he had? What did he call him?
Gunny
is correct. He called him a gunny.
Gunny.
Okay. Hey, Gunny.
All right.
Some things aren't as what they seem. I mean, did you like the movie, Tim? Have you seen the movie a lot? I mean,
I was all in on it. Loved it.
Yeah, okay. it's just a one-off scene, Roger, that they put in there. And Levon Helm is not a great actor. I mean, he's not known for being an actor. He's known for being a singer. But he's done a couple other roles. But I'm telling you, it was fascinating. That's one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
I'll have to do that. You know, I didn't know Levon Helm was a singer before I knew he was an actor.
Where did you see him first as an actor?
I think I remember him. I want to say he played, I think he did. He played Loretta Lynn's dad in Coal Miner's Daughter, I
think you told me that before.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was a singer.
Tim, I tell you what, Todd, if you can hook him up with anything, we'll put you on hold,
we'll
Tim.
Give him up. We'll look and see. Todd, see if we've got any.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. And maybe Tom, too. I don't know if Tom's there. See,
get Tom real quick.
Let's see.
Tom,
if you're not there.
We need to get take a break.
You know what? He was also in, had a great role in The Right Stuff.
Who did?
Levon Helm.
He did. Well, I guess he had more acting roles than I thought.
Oh, he had a lot.
I wonder when he transitioned to being an actor. I wonder what made him. But I'll tell you, Roger, I love this scene. He's older in it, obviously. He's got to be in his late 70s, early 80s.
It was his last, yeah.
Also this weekend, you've got the Octagon fight at the White House, which is really sort of bizarre looking at the White House and seeing I don't know any of these people in the Octagon. Right. I don't know if it's big names. It's right. I have no idea, but it's Sunday night, which should, if you're a fan, you'll probably, I would think the numbers would be pretty good. Also, the Razorbacks added another transfer at third base. I tell you what, Dave Van Horn's not wasting any time. And of course, we'll visit with Danny West a little bit later today to find out about football. Word of the day, Roger, exhaust-wom-wom-ulated. It's when you're exhausted, overwhelmed, and overstimulated. Okay. Exhaust-wom-wom-ulated. I can hardly even say it. You know, the kids today coming up with this kind of stuff. Got some great sports trivia coming up. Got a busy show. Glad you're here with us. It looks a little overcast, Roger. Like, are we gonna get some rain today?
Yeah, supposed to.
Yeah, we need
some. When I left Mainline Sports Bar last night, thanks to everybody that came out.
Good crowd last night.
You know, it was first time in a couple of weeks. It's a little small crowd, but it happens. But some new folks were there. Of course, my constant
regulars.
Oh yeah, well, Qualls and Chips and them. Yeah. No matter what, they still show up, which is just so great of them to come out.
Well,
and hang out with.
We tried to do you accepting the award at the event last night at the AY Magazine Best Of, but it just the technical difficulties were just too
hard. Well, because I was using the tie line from Houston, but yeah, it was a good time anyway. We'll be back again next week. We'll be doing that. Thanks to everybody that comes out to do that thing.
They had fire. They had a fire show last night. That girl's doing fire, playing with fire. Yeah.
Really?
But Heather, she doesn't cut any corners.
Wow.
All right, don't go away. Glad you're with us this morning. TGIF, 6:32.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washtenaw Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Off and on showers possible this morning for your morning commute. Could be some pockets of moderate to heavy rain, but not everyone is going to see rain this morning as it will be fairly scattered. And we should be drier for the second half of your Friday. A lot of Saturday is going to be dry, but another chance for showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night and into Sunday morning. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Who's ready for the World Cup? I can tell you two people who are. That's Justin and Phil. To help kick it all off, they'll be at Dugan's Pub today, where The Zone will be broadcasting live just before the first game. Then stick around after for the 3rd Street Merchants Association block party starting at 6. It's all happening today, and it all starts in The Zone live from Dugan's Pub.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. And I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Bye, bye, bye. It's one of Roger's favorites.
Well, right now it is because I just know it makes Steve Qualls stop what he's doing.
Starts moving.
And he has to stay.
We got a busy show packed. A lot of folks calling in. Everybody wants to be a part of Morning Mayhem because we're crazy. We have fun.
We love you wanting to be. Yeah, we love it.
World Cup started last night. All you soccer fans, this is your time. Randy and I, Randy Ryder, will be Hill Station this afternoon, 4 to 7. So it'll be fun to hang out there. Listen, I don't have to love soccer to appreciate every people being passionate about it. It's not my gig, but
no.
I'll tell you, I was over in London, man. You're talking about passionate. Good Lord of mercy. I think it was Arsenal. Todd, is that right? Arsenal? The Arsenal soccer team, have you heard of them?
Yes, Arsenal, yes.
Arsenal. Is it called the London Arsenal? Is that the way
it's just
say?
Arsenal.
Okay, so I was, Roger, everybody had red and white on, and it was everywhere. It was like the Dallas Cowboys. It was crazy.
Did you see that what other day it was today? I think whose birthday it was?
I did see my birthdays. Let me go back and look. We mentioned, it's the birthday of Anne Frank, who Jessica and I went to see her hiding place, which is just a stunning. All you morons out there who believe that, you know, there was, Hitler didn't do what he did and there wasn't a Holocaust. Go spend a little time over there and watch that. And look at that. Wow. It is so sobering. Yeah, it's her birthday today along with Jim Nabors. Roger, how did he say it? How would he say it?
Golly.
We didn't realize that Jim Nabors had that voice for his acting, but could sing.
Even though he talked like this, you saved my life.
That's Rick Schaefer.
Yeah, that's Rick
Schaefer. He could sing like a baller.
Oh, my papa. To me, he is so wonderful.
He sang at the Indianapolis 500 for years.
For many years, and that was the thing, Roger. I think when we first saw that episode, we went, what?
Yeah.
Because he came across just opposite, and like he had an operatic voice, and it was powerful. Did he sing both? Todd, did he sing Indy 500 and My Home of Kentucky? Or Sweet, what is it? What's it? Sweet
no, home? I thought it was the...
Who does that one? Who does the...
My Old Kentucky Home?
Who does that one? Yeah.
I don't believe that was Jim Nabors, no.
661-1037. Who does that one?
Was it Levon Helm?
By the way, somebody said, there's a couple ways to get to us. Middleton Heaton Air text line, 661-1037. You go to Facebook. I'm trying to monitor those. Someone said the greatest line in the movie Shooter by Levon Helm. He said this. This is so good. He said, do you believe in government? Sure. They told us that artificial sweeteners were safe. WMDs were in Iraq. And Anna Nicole married for love. He delivers that line.
Oh, that's good.
It's so well.
You know who I'd put in there who could deliver that line? As you were saying that, who could deliver that line? Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
It'd be in the same.
He's got that same kind
of. There's a little bit of that. But I knew Levon Helm as an actor long before that. I think he played Elvis's dad in a movie time.
Somebody said there was a Levon Helm film festival in Batesville about 20 years ago.
Nice.
I did not know that. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Let's see here. Arsenal is like the Cowboys, except they win.
You know, I don't know why you got it. It's Friday, dude.
Someone says, no mention of Caitlin Clark and teammate Leia Boston of the Indiana Fever making NBA history last night. I didn't see it. They were the first teammates in WNBA history with 30-point double-doubles in the same game. Clark had 32 points, 10 assists, and Boston had 34 points and 12 rebounds. It was not in the Democrat Gazette today, and I did not check ESPN.com. Right. Unless I missed it, Todd. I don't know if I didn't see that.
No, it probably, unfortunately, it probably did not make the Democrat Gazette. We had a lot of other things going on.
Whoa!
I'm not trying to take away from its importance. I'm just saying we had other things going.
Don't forget, we've got the Hawks Homes movie review coming up a little bit later in the show. And also, Roger, we've already teased it. We have got the Justin Moore finished lyric brought to you by Rainbow Restoration, who Christian Weaver may be using for his ceiling that's had a little problem.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Roger's already given you the song. It's called Beer Time.
Told you.
So just be ready at 7:35 when we play it. You just got to, when he stops it, have the lyric in front of you. You can sing it. We love you to sing it.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you a prize to go see Dude Perfect if you want to or whatever else we may have. So that's coming up. Let's see if a couple more messages here. Let's see. What was your opinion on what happened yesterday during the World Cup? I presume you're talking about the ejection of three players. I don't know the game well enough at all. Yeah, I will say that. I'm just not sure, so you'll have to tell us. Since y'all are at Hill Station, big race day at Churchill Downs. First flight line Colt making his debut. I don't know what the connection is there. I don't know who from the 870 from Stuttgart. Somebody's got to fill us in on that one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Did Raj and Baz buy SpaceX stock shares this morning?
No, I did not.
Signaling their final year on the air before retiring to the Caribbean. Open 609. Oh, I like that. To open 609 Bar and Grill. I like that. Yeah,
that
listen.
Be awesome.
He's trying to be. Somebody said his next step is being a trillionaire. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He could be the first trillionaire. That's he's got 4,000 employees. Their lives are going to change because you get millionaires.
Who wants to be a trillionaire? It's just too much. It's just
But here's the deal. It'll make everybody feel a bit better about yourselves and just appreciate and be blessed with what you have and be thankful. They say it's just on paper.
That's right, Roger. Right. Someone says the world ain't what it seems, is it, Gunny? Again, the Levon Helm clip, that his scene,
you make
Roger,
the movie, you
is
make
about
that scene sound like is, the best part. He's fascinating.
He's like, who all is right. this dude? It's only about 5 minutes long.
All right, sure.
Let's see here. Someone says Martha White.
That's the flower of. I think I saw that earlier.
Martha White. What?
It says assault. I think maybe the flower is an assault flower, I think.
And that's a different kind of flower.
I have no idea. I just presuming in reading it, that was to answer your question, the nation's flower. This person said assault-Martha Washington, so I don't know.
Gotcha.
I didn't go any further. I left it alone. It's Friday, yo.
Gotcha. By the way, did you see that Monday's NBA Finals telecast drew the largest TV audience for a finals game in almost 30 years going back to MJ. Wow. That was the one that was back in New York for the first time. Sure. 23 million viewers, including 1.1 million for,
incredible.
What's the guy's name who's on everything now on ESPN?
Stephen A.
The other
Pat
guy.
McAfee?
Pat McAfee did
he did an alt cast.
Alternate and had a million people watching that. He's so hot. Anyway, it goes back, Roger, to 1998 when Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls had their 96-54 beatdown of Utah. This is the highest rated game since 98. What happened is you got the New York market. Everybody in New York City is, I guarantee you, 90% of people in New York are watching that game. Yeah. And then, you did have the nationwide. It was intriguing to see, could the Spurs come back? But, those are monster numbers. So,
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, listen, it's a fun time. I mean, look at what's going on. It's fun. I don't know enough about the NBA. That's you and Christian and Todd to know. This isn't a fluke.
And Roger, you got guys like Wembanyama, who I like. I actually like his personality.
Sure.
He doesn't put any blame out. He's honest. He's a good. He's young kid.
Yeah.
And he talks a little trash on the court, which I like in a good way.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. So. But yeah.
Gotta get in somebody's head.
Yeah, that's right. And they're all in their early 20s, and so it's one of the youngest teams ever to make it to a finals. So, and then you got the Knicks the hapless Knicks, who you got the biggest city in the world, in the United States, rather, and they cannot win an NBA championship for 50 years. Yeah. And so 53
Now, listen,
years.
You played at a high level of college athletics. You played football. You're a linebacker. Now, you didn't do a lot of trash talking for two reasons.
I didn't.
Because, number one, it's not in you to do that, but you play head games with me every day. I can feel the presence of you looking at me with your crooked mouth telling me, no, you don't have to worry about it. It's okay. You don't have to find it. like a punk, but you're barking out orders and telling your teammates what to do as the captain. Did you hear a lot of trash talking back in those days?
We had some, not much. It's much more now.
Okay.
Yeah, we had more class.
I wonder if Joe did in college. Yeah,
we had more class. I'm
saying, I wonder if Klein did it.
I think basketball. Football. You're so exhausted.
Yeah.
There is trash.
Maybe right there on the line. Maybe those guys that are head to nose to nose. Maybe it might be something to say. And what would be the number one thing, say something about your mama. Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
It's what it would be.
Shut up, go back to that. I think I said something one time. Somebody said, shut up, go back to huddle. I think I remember that. Shut up, go back to huddle.
Okay, there you go.
This is a great line from the 501. David, you love to be a trillionaire. The only problem is you still be doing your taxes from 5 years ago.
Well, somebody else would.
That is so good. Levon Helm in Fire Down Below with Steve Seagal. I haven't seen that. Okay. Flight Line, in some opinion, is the greatest horse of all time. It was his foal Zidane that sold for $10.5 million earlier this year.
Whose?
Oh, okay. That was that one that sold for so much money. Flight Line is the greatest horse of all time.
Who sold? Who? I mean,
remember, we just said a minute ago, Flight Line is running this weekend. And I said, I don't know who Flight Line is.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what was the other one? Somebody said, the movie is awesome, Shooter. And without that scene, would not have led Gunny to the Russian. That's exactly right.
All right, well, don't get listen. I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah,
so
it is really a great guy flick. Ladies, you can give me your opinion. I do want to thank everybody who came up last night and said hello at the AY Magazine Best of Us. I picked up Rogers, Trivia Host of the Year Award.
Thank you, David.
A lot of people go, is Roger here? Is Roger? I'm sorry, he's not.
Yeah, I know. Qualls was giving me a hard time. Qualls goes, why aren't you getting your award? I said, dude, because I have to make money. I have to work. That's what it was.
I should have had a cutout. I should have walked around with a cutout with you. That'd be
well,
funny.
You know what? It's what people just missed on that one is that you, in fact, do have a cutout of me to walk around with. That's what it was. But no, and it was fun being down at Mainline and have everybody come
back. Yeah.
It was a small, intimate crowd in the round. But it was the
in
first
the
time. Hot Springs does a lot of activities on Thursdays in June, so I know that was there was some of those folks.
Oh, by the way, I saw the crew from Oakland. They were there last night. We'll talk about them when we come back.
Very good.
Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek by Levon Helm, right?
Yes,
gonna take us a break. Don't go away.
She tore it up and threw it in my face, but just for.
In partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available in Arkansas. USA fans, this one's for you. FanDuel is dropping a USA Super Boost for the matchup against Paraguay, and it's one of the most exciting offers we've seen yet. Right now, all customers can win up to $25 if the USA records one or more shots in the match. That's right, just one shot, not one goal, just one shot from the USA gets it done. Seriously, it's that simple. And with a team loaded with attacking talent, you'll be on the edge of your seat from the opening whistle, knowing that one moment could be all it takes to cash in. This is one of our biggest Super Boosts yet. It's available for a limited time before kickoff, so get in on this huge Super Boost and make every minute of the match even more exciting. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Only on FanDuel. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max wager $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 25 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. This is our home. We don't work for insurance companies. We work for you. Car crash, truck wreck, motorcycle collision. We know how to win. And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential. Hurt in a car? Call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 25 years and ready when you need us. LeVar Law. Arkansas built. Arkansas trusted.
The world's biggest game is here, and your front row seat is right in Hillcrest. Through July 19th, Hill Station is your World Cup headquarters. Hill Station will be showing every single match live. Come hungry, leave happy, and catch all the action on the screens. Incredible food, ice-cold drinks, and the best patio vibes in Little Rock. Don't watch it by yourself. Bring your crew to Hill Station on Cavanaugh. World Cup action. Every game, every goal. See you at Hill Station.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, Lil E here. Got the king.
Yeah.
Well, my baby, don't stand no cheater, my babe.
Come on.
Yeah, my baby, don't stand no cheater, my babe. Hello, my baby, don't stand no cheater.
She don't. She don't. She don't.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
All right, for all you hockey fans, the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Vegas Golden Knights. It's sort of weird just saying both those names for I know the Canadians just got to drive them crazy, even though I know there's Canadians on the team.
And in Arkansas.
Yes. Carolina leads at 3-2. Got your they can finish it off Sunday at Vegas. Spurs and Knicks will play again Saturday night, Raj. You got the World Soccer going on. You got College World Series Baseball. Troy, you know, obviously we were hoping the Little Rock Trojans would be there, but it's the Troy Trojans versus West Virginia.
Yep.
Have you heard what the big thing is with West Virginia?
I do not.
So when they were at their stadium, Roger, you know, when they had their football and all this, they start singing Country Roads.
Yep.
So I heard Marty and McGee, who we've had at the Touchdown Club, shoot, on one of their shows last week, and they were saying that they understood – that song was not meant for West Virginia. That apparently this and of course, you know, then they started, people started calling it, what are songs that don't, you know, mean not what you think it means. It's not exactly what, and I don't know if there's examples, but they spent a whole show on that.
I'm not following you.
So apparently what they were saying, and I don't know how, because I don't know the lyrics other than just off the top of my head, how deep they go, what that song's about. Because obviously if you're West Virginia, you're wanting to say, it's about us, and that's why we sing it. That's why we sing it at football games. And it was, I tell you what, they got the baseball team up and down the whole third baseline, facing the crowd, you know, shoulder to shoulder. They were singing with the crowd, and it is powerful. You're probably going to see it today. What time is that game? It's at 1 o'clock, so it'd be cooler at night. But both those teams, Troy and West Virginia, are in it for the first time, so one of them will get their first win, College World Series win ever. Smart programming there, so smart bracketing, unless it just luckily came out that way. Yeah, I don't know. Can you say the words off the top of your head, Roger?
Country road, take me home.
No, just at the beginning. The Virginia.
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Shenandoah
River.
Life was there,
older than the trees, younger than the mountains. Flowing like a breeze, country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. So I don't know why they were saying, But I heard it was Marty McGivney going, this song was really not about West Virginia. So
Yeah, so don't screw it up for me. Because people try to tell me that, you know, that Born in the USA is an anti-America song. Okay, that blows. Put Your Hand in the Hand is not a good song for the... And I'm going... Well, let me interpret it the way that I want to. Isn't that the way the artist wanted it to be?
Yeah, right.
Now, if you
want
to make a statement like a Bob Dylan song about hurricane or whatever, I can dig it. But I don't want...
Oh, okay. So here I've seen it. Doug says they say it refers to Western Virginia. That's the other part. Apparently, people from that area, and I heard Marty Smith talking about it, they say, you know, one part is different than the other part.
West Virginia became West Virginia because it split from Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I guess maybe that's the deal.
Tommy told me what Puff the Magic Dragon
means. I know. Oh, that's a great example.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
The song is not Puff the Magic Dragon. Well, listen, they had to pop my bubble on that for years.
I
still am saying it's about Puff the Magic Dragon.
And I
Tommy,
to
thanks
be
a lot,
about
Tommy
a,
Smith.
Exactly.
Thanks, Outlaw.
Right.
For those who don't know,
Tommy
said that song was about smoking weed.
And that since
I started doing the show with Tommy, of course, I was hanging out with you and Tommy back in the day in the 90s anyway, but I always said, no.
Him and Taz
other thing is that you guys busted my bubble about Scooby-Doo and the mystery van.
The Scooby snacks, they were having the munchies, I guess. Is that what it was?
I guess so. And then the smoke would be coming out, apparently, on some of the cartoons.
Okay, there you go. There you go. No, I didn't know. I did not know that about the West Virginia
song.
I like the song. I mean, when John Denver, he was a folk singer.
When you watch that, you go, that's what you would love to have in Arkansas. Yeah. Or when Alabama sings, what's the Alabama song?
Sweet Home. No. What's it called?
Is it Sweet Home Alabama?
No.
Oh, it's by Alabama. It's that by Alabama about, what's the name of that song?
Lord.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. But every school, including Arkansas, wants its own song. We put a lot of pressure on Justin.
Well, and we say the best one is Baton Rouge, right?
Oh, calling Baton Rouge. No, you're right, like Roger. That's if you've been in that stadium... I tell you the one in Alabama. I've been in all of them. The one in Alabama is pretty darn good too. They make up their own lyrics, you know.
Right.
But you got Alabama for that one. You got Baton Rouge for Louisiana, West Virginia.
Right.
Is there another one? I don't know if there's another. Those may be the three. I know there's other songs like Virginia Tech has "Enter the Sandman" and different
right,
ones.
Right. So now that's you've got the Bo Sox. They have
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, I mean that's
they have their song
because of Kennedy, I guess.
You know, and I know the song by Chris Stapleton.
Right.
Okay, I know I know that's a good song, but it's not really a sing-along song. It's not, but it's
a great, you know what, I mean, between
good,
that and Hog Wild.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, those
it's,
are great to play, and maybe somebody could put something, obviously somebody could put
I know,
video
Justin,
to
I know Justin
songs.
Wants so bad to do that.
Well,
all right, we got a packed next few hours. Glad you're with us on this TGIF. We are blessed. That's our man Freddie Mercury taking us to break. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is your official sports and entertainment station, Central Arkansas. We are 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix